welcome back to our general election coverage, general election decision 2020. Of course, we're hosting Arcadia City Council candidates tonight, and we had a question submitted from a listener. Wanted to pass that question along, let everybody have a chance to answer that, and then we'll have our closing statements, and we have all of our state representative candidates here that will be up next in just a moment. So we're going to move back to the end of the table, Ms. Susie, since you've got the first question, opening statement. We're going to start with you again for this question, and then we'll move on down the line. Maybe you've mentioned this, the paying taxes and double taxes and so forth. A question from a listener, is it time to look at combining the city of Cadiz and Trigg County, just make one metro government, one Cadiz City, Trigg County government? Is that something that we'll need to look at, and is that something you're willing to think about?
No, I don't think it's something we're ready to look at this point. I think that we have our county entity as well as our city, and we have things that we need to take care of as well as they do. I think it's going back to the EDC again, and we just felt that as us being a part of them, we were spending thousands of dollars and not getting anything back. And I think the county is proceeding with them as with EDC, and as part of the city and city taxes, we're paying that in as well. But I don't see the need in combining the two together as a metro.
Ms. Bodine, same question.
I think I know where that question came from. I mean, why it came up. And the only bone of contention, and that isn't even a bone of contention, is over the EDC. We've gotten along with the magistrates and the judge executive and everybody else all along down the line for everything. We've agreed. We've got our little deal. They've got their deal. We have separate goals, separate everything. So except for that one area, we pretty much agree on everything. So just leave it like it is.
Okay. Mr. Futrell, same question.
Legally, I don't know if you could do that anyway. I think that would be up to some folks in Frankfort to allow us to do that, you know. So I don't think it's set up that way across the entire state. So I don't think legally you could actually do that. Not right now. But I don't think we need to. Listen, we don't. We work well with, look, I'm on Parks and Rec, and we work with tourism folks. We work with physical court folks that are on that to represent each body. So we collaborate. We actually get a lot of things accomplished. We'd like to have a whole lot more money to do things with, but we don't get that. You know, we only get like $150,000 a year to spend, but we do the best we can with what little money we do receive. But I don't like paying my extra tax bill right at Christmas time for the city of Cadiz, but I pay it because I live in the city. But I also enjoy the benefits of that because people come and pick stuff up once a month on my street that they don't do in the county. And if I got leaves, they'll come pick that up, limbs and the whole nine yards. So there are benefits living in the city, and you don't have to drive as far.
Merry Christmas, right? Mr. Frankie Phillips.
No, sir, I don't think we should do that at the time. Just like Brian said, we do have advantages of living in the city, and we do pay for it. We pay city tax. We do pay for it. They do provide services that they don't provide out in the county, and we do get along good with the county. We have a lot of joint ventures we get along with, and I don't think now's the time to do that.
Ms. Susan Bryan.
Well, I've heard of this being done in other places that have combined city and county for financial reasons. And so that would be something I'd have to really, really contemplate. It doesn't come off the top of my head. My answer is not right now, not no. Not that it should not ever, ever be looked at. But as the others were saying, there are things that we get in the city that we've gotten accustomed to that, and we pay our taxes for them, but they can't do that in the county. I mean, the whole county couldn't do for the whole county what is done for us in the city. And like I said, we're used to it. We like it. I hear people in other cities that don't get the same benefits we do in Cadiz, and I'm pleased with what we offer and what we do. So right now, I would say no. I understand where the question comes from, and I know it's something that has been done in other places. But currently, I would say no.
Mr. Bob Knowles, same question.
This time, I don't think so. We wouldn't need to combine. One thing is, like the services that we offer in the city, I don't know that you could do that countywide. And I know people that's in the county that wouldn't want to live in the city. And vice versa, I know people that live in the city would like living in the city and don't want to live in the county. But I think for the different services we have with like leaf pickup and stick pickup and trash pickup, I just don't know that that would work as a metropolitan.
And Brenda's Price, same question.
I don't think it would work. I feel like they've said, we have advantages of living in the city, and I personally, like them, enjoy the fact that I know that on Tuesdays my trash is going to be picked up, and if I put limbs out there or something the first Monday of the month, it's going to go away. So I most definitely don't think it would be a good idea at this time.
Okay. Thank you all very much for all your questions. We'll now go move to our closing statements. And since the last question went to Ms. Susie Hendricks, we'll start with Ms. Jeannie Bodine for your closing statement. 1 minute.
Thanks again, Alan. Wasn't prepared to be first. I think everybody, just about everybody in town knows who I am, and I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be a business owner here. I'm proud to be a part of the city of Cadiz. I'm very proud to be on the city council and be a part of making the decisions. I would like to ask for everybody's vote. I will do my very level best, as I have all along, to do what the people want, maybe not what I want. And I had to do that a couple of times. Vote what the people want, not what I want. And it was a little bitter pill to swallow, but sometimes you got to do that. And I just thank everybody for listening tonight, and go vote.
Thank you, Ms. Bodine. Ms. Jeannie Bodine. Now, Mr. Brian Future, your closing statement.
Yes, I just want everybody to know there are times when people give you a call and you're on the city council, and I'm not always going to totally agree with what you might think, but that's okay. I just tend to vote on the side of the most people, what they want. I'm not on here for myself. I really like serving the people of in the city of Cadiz, and I have voted for things before that a lot of people didn't agree with, and vice versa. So I would appreciate your vote in November, and the first Tuesday of November coming up, just a few more weeks from now, and would like to continue to serve the city of Cadiz and its citizens, and I appreciate everybody giving me an opportunity to do that in the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brian Future. Mr. Frankie Phillips, your closing statement.
Well, a lot of decisions ain't very popular with a lot of people, and we make a lot of hard choices. We try to do what's fair for everybody, and I've always tried to listen to the people and do what they want. And I think that's the best thing to do. Like I say, a lot of times we vote on stuff it's I don't agree with, but we do make the right decision. And I appreciate WKDZ for having this forum, and as much as I like them, and vote Frankie Phillips, number one on the ballot.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phillips. Appreciate that. And Susan Bryant, your last closing statement.
Okay, I appreciate the forum that's taking place, and the discussions have taken place, the questions that have been asked, and I would encourage everybody to vote for sure, however you vote in November. And I'd also like to say I am still out there. I'm not walking as much, but I'm still out there. I've just had some issues. So if you don't see me, I haven't died or anything. I'm still there. And so you can look for me. I'll be back, and I'll be waving and whenever I see you. But I do appreciate what's gone on tonight, and I think a lot of good thoughts have been brought up and explanations have been given. So I would appreciate your vote also. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bryant. Appreciate that. Mr. Bob Noel.
I think I listened to the citizens of Cadiz, and I think I voted the way that they think I should have voted. I've got Cadiz in my heart. I've lived here my whole life. I'd like to thank the people that have supported me in the past, and I hope to continue to support me this year. If you would, I sure would appreciate your vote coming up this fall.
Mr. Bob Noel, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Ms. Brenda Price, your closing statement.
I just want to thank WKDZ again for doing this. This is truly a new journey for me, totally out of my box, but it's something that I've wanted to do for numerous years. It's just not fell into place like it has this time. Absolutely love Cadiz. I look forward to, if I'm elected to the city council, learning from every one of you that are on it. And I'd appreciate just anybody's consideration for a vote. And thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brenda. Appreciate that. And then, Ms. Susie, since you went first, opening statement, you get to
last.
Go last, right? Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to say this is my first time in this radio room, and I'm just in awe of all these radios. If you haven't been up here, you need to come and check it out, because it's all. But I've enjoyed being a part of the city council. I've learned a lot, and I feel like I have so much more to learn and more to give. I love people. I love trying to get the best for them. I'm interested to see our city grow in any way possible. We have these three restaurants coming. Maybe more things will be coming in, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's more small business, we'll take it. Mayor King and this council has been a blessing to me. I appreciate the support I've had over the last two terms on City Council, and I'd appreciate your vote to remain on City Council for this fall election. Thank you. And-